Hi, I'm LC, and I'm a storyteller. I'm a passionate chemist who loves to explore and tell stories about how chemistry can change the world.
And I'm Danny, and I'm LC's spirited chemistry co-host. I love to bring high energy and positivity to my chemistry, but also my life. Welcome to the Farm to Table podcast. Got that drum beat, boom, boom, boom. Why does it always start with a drum beat?
I think it's like if you were playing music, it would give you like the lead in.
Have you ever recorded music with
this? I have not. This is the first time that I am recording live with another live person in GarageBand.
So okay, folks, it's going to get real. It's going to be a real discussion. There's no interface of a screen.
Exactly. So welcome to season two preview and launch. Danny and I thought we'd get together and talk a little bit about what's new with us. We finally did check our voicemail, and so we'll answer some of your questions and give you a little bit of a preview of what's going on this season.
Well said. Yeah, and we're actually in person this time, so maybe, you know, we'll see what ensues because
exactly.
of that. Yeah, very exciting. So, LC, tell me, since we started to record this pod, I would say in what, summer 2020, and then it went live in 2021, like, what's shaken? What's new?
It's kind of crazy. It's you know, just to think that we started this in the summer 2020, which feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah.
But earlier this year, I started a new job at Merck, right? So I used to lead the process chemistry team in the DPC group. And then at the beginning of this year, I took on a role leading all of small molecule PR&D. So that's really excited professionally. And then when I think about the summer of 2020, that was the last year that both of my youngest children were still home, and now they're both in school, right? So they went from like the first one went to kindergarten and now is in grade two, and the other one just started kindergarten this month.
So yeah,
it's a pretty big change for
us. And they started school when school was probably weird.
Oh yeah, it was a little weird. And my the 8 year old or the 7 year old still almost eight. Still wears a mask. He's his whole
he
life.
He's committed.
He's committed.
Yeah.
So good for him.
That's
good
cool.
for him. What about you, Danny? What's new?
So similar to you, in a new job, I'm now the director of discovery process chemistry at our Kenilworth, New Jersey site. My team does a lot of peptide chemistry, which has been a really exciting time and a big learning curve. Like, I'm not trained as a peptide chemist, and so it's been a lot of fun to kind of learn and grow with my team. As far as something new personally, I have decided, I should have done this at the beginning of the pandemic in 2020 because we were all at home. I decided to grow out my half-shaved head and my hair is getting longer. And so it's super awkward having hair grow from shaved to normal length. So yeah, that's what's new is dealing with that.
Nice.
Yep.
I don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah.
I'm perma-shaved. That's yep. just how it's got to be. Yeah. Anyways, we do have a voicemail for the pod, and we actually started this last December for our Christmas special. We said, send us your questions, and we actually pulled out a few, but then we kind of forgot about it.
Yeah. I don't even know how to check the voicemail. I think you do.
Yeah. I mean, what ended up happening is you get an email that sort of says, hey, you got a voicemail. and so I went and checked it, and we actually have a voicemail, although it does date back from last December. So anyways, we apologize. We promise we will be more diligent in the future. But I figured we should, at the very least, play the question and talk a little bit about it. It's actually
yes.
from a first-year graduate student, and I'm sure a lot of people want to hear about this topic.
Hi, I'm Matt. I'm a first-year PhD student at the University of Pennsylvania right now. So my question is, should graduate students with industry career goals in mind go right into industry, or is there any benefit to exploring postdoc opportunities after graduation before heading to industry?
Yes, the age-old question.
Yeah, this is probably the question that I get the most when I visit schools and meet with graduate students. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say it ranks up there as well. And I think it is something that it depends upon the job that you want. I think it depends upon the environment, like the economic environment at the time and whether or not, you know, is it a employee market or is it an employer market? Personally, my choice is that I went with a postdoc. The job market at the time wasn't that great. It was starting to improve. It was in 2012, but I actually wanted to do a postdoc because I was just scientifically curious about a new area of like chemistry. So it wasn't like I needed to do a postdoc because I wanted to get a job. It's like, I just wanted to do this because I just wanted to learn. And then, you know, I would say the benefits of doing a postdoc for myself was that I learned a lot about myself and about how to, like, start from scratch, build up, you know, trust and collaboration with a new team and basically get a project from zero to a paper in a very short amount of time. And so I actually thought those skills translated very well to my current role.
Yeah, and I think every time you start something new, it's an opportunity to demonstrate success in a new context. So, yeah. And every time it gets a little bit easier, right? So, you know, I did not do a postdoc. I was going out for jobs in 2006. And it was sort of not a great time to look for jobs, but it was a pretty okay time to look for jobs right before it got really bad, actually. And I would say my approach was to throw my hat in the ring and do some interviews, but I sort of had been working towards lining up a postdoc, you know, if I wasn't going to get the type of job that I wanted. And, you know, I always tell students a lot of this stuff is about sort of putting yourself in a position to be competitive for the type of job that you want and to be found. And so depending at what school you're at right now and how many connections your PI or some of the companies that are hiring have at that school, like sometimes doing a postdoc can really help you sort of build your network and ultimately make it easier for you to be found. Like if I think of myself sort of personally, I noticed that my sort of scientific network was much, much smaller than most of my peers here at Merck. And I just had to work at that, you know, while at Merck. Whereas I found a lot of my peers who went to bigger schools and then did postdocs, you know, had a really extensive professional network. And that can be a benefit as well.
I'm actually glad that you brought up the, you interviewed, but you were in the background lining up a postdoc because I did the same thing, but I was more like, I had my postdoc lined up and I interviewed anyways and just said, hey, and I would tell them that. I said, hey, I have a postdoc lined up, but like to the various like companies, would you mind if I like, if I met you and then like shared with you like my chemistry and like we can be in touch? And they were always receptive to that. And then I would also have to say that probably since 2006 to today, a lot of the industrial postdocs have become, more substantial and normalized. And so I think there's a lot of really great options there as well. So for folks who are kind of debating if they want to kind of get a sneak peek about what an industrial life would be to tap into those industrial postdocs.
Absolutely.
Merck having one of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So. Yep, that's true. So hopefully, Matt, that helps you and all our listeners. If you guys have other questions, we promise that we will check our voicemail.
We will.
And yes. We'll answer your questions along the way in our season 2 episode. So please.
At least by next summer. We can at least do better on the turnaround time.
So if you want to leave us a voicemail, just go to the show website through any platform that you're listening to us right now. And you'll see a button there to leave us a message. And we'll be happy to hear you out. So, Danny, how about we give our listeners a little preview of what we have in the works, at least for the beginning of season 2?
So for the beginning of season 2, we are going to have a talk about the CGAS enzyme cascade. That's going to be really exciting. We have also on deck a total synthesis that recently published this year of a macrocyclic peptide. Should we just say it's going to be Darrobactin?
Yeah,
it's going to be Darrobactin. So that's a pretty badass natural product that we're excited to bring to you as well. What else do we got cooking?
Well, one of the things that we heard from the listeners is they wanted to hear some more discovery chemistry stories, right? So obviously Danny and I work in the process chemistry space and we've been able to bring you a lot of process chemistry stories, but we are going to bring in a few leaders from our discovery chemistry group, and they're actually going to tell us about a really cool sort of online platform that they developed for knowledge sharing, which you know, has been really, really awesome and really is something that started a really long time ago, but has sort of become part of how we retain knowledge and how we share some of our best practices across the network. And that was a nice paper that was published last year in JMed Chem, I think, right?
Yep. But those are only 3 stories that we have teed up, and we need help. Not necessarily, like, we want to hear from you, basically. So let us know what you are interested in. Are there specific Merck stories that you found really interesting over the past year, or are there topics that you just want to hear more about, and then we can work behind the scenes to kind of bring those to light for all of you to hear?
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to hear from you guys if there's a paper that appears and you're like, oh, I'd really like to hear more about where this came from, and sort, you know, especially the stories behind the science. Mm-hmm. That's where we want to focus. Or if you have a Merck classic, you know, something that you're like, hey, this 1990s paper is really cool. Like, does anybody know anything about this? So we're really open to all your suggestions. And it would be really fun to be able to bring you stories that you're really interested in. So please tweet us at Farm to Table Pod on Twitter, or again, leave us a voicemail. Again, we promise we will be checking that more regularly.
Indeed. Okay, folks, take care and see you more on season 2.
Toodaloo.
Bye.